This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. We launch here into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll start things out here with a bit of a different kind of story. Mark, we know, those of us who've been listening for a while, know that you are a bit of an obsessive when it comes to Bigfoot things. I find it all pretty silly myself, but you're not the only Bigfoot fan out there, right?
I like the whole cryptozoology thing.
And do you have any Bigfoot statues or action figures or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so you're not that big.
Never seen Bigfoot, nothing like that.
You never went on a hunt, you went out camping in hopes to spot him?
How about the skunk ape when you were down in Florida? Have you ever run into that?
It's the same thing, right?
I've heard it looks more like Gollum than a big monkey.
It's a southern version of the North American primate.
Are there alleged to be
American great ape.
Are there really northern versions that are kind of, is it Sasquatch?
Sasquatch would be like the Canadian version, Yetis, yeah. Sort of the Himalayan version.
So there are some that are alleged to have white hair, for instance, that are up north.
People have depicted them in different fashions.
Got it.
Let me tell you the story here.
This is local, right?
Yeah, this is from, I hate to use a local story, but it's the best one out there. Summit stunt. Bigfoot cries free speech foul. In early fall, Keene resident Jonathan C. Doyle had a spontaneous idea. Dress as Bigfoot and appear at the top of the summit of Mount Monadnock. Now, Mount Monadnock is the local attraction here. It is the most climbed mountain in the Western Hemisphere, only outdone in the world by Mount Fuji. So this is a very climbed mountain, and young and old can pretty much handle this one.
Yeah.
And a lot of people climb it, so he surprised some 80 hikers. Now, I think this is a little childish of him to play, to be too prankish about this.
What did he do?
Well, he surprised 80 hikers and then shot a video interviews with them and posted the clip on YouTube. And I think that it could be that this could be done improperly, but it doesn't. I have no evidence that he actually did it improperly. You understand?
Yeah, I mean, it would be wrong if he attacked the other hikers,
right.
but if he just jumps out of the woods and jumps around a bit, then who cares? Then it's just silly.
So it was meant to be an absurdist idea, but it is a couple of weeks later, he took an even further with a performance art piece acted on the mountain featuring not only the legendary Sasquatch, but a pirate, a Yoda-esque character, and some singing and dancing. It was meant to be an absurdist idea, but has evolved into something a bit more solemn, an accusation about the violation of the First Amendment. Doyle, an artist and videographer who runs his own online company called NYC Creator, has filed a complaint with the NH Civil Liberties Union Foundation, alleging that his free speech rights were trampled on during the second Bigfoot appearance. During the performance, a group of six. Now, there's no evidence at all that the second performance was in any way, like the first one, I can see how somebody might get upset with seeing a giant Chewbacca climbing the mountain. However, when Chewbacca's with a pirate and a giant Yoda and they're singing and dancing, like that's just
silly.
Well, it's silly, but it's funny. It's whatever. It's performance art. There's no doubt it's performance art, whatever that is. I can't say that I'm the biggest art aficionado out there, but look, man, if you want a giant dress in a giant Yoda outfit and sing and dance on Mount Monadnock, God bless you. It's a free country. Anyway, during the performance,
not really.
Yeah, a group of six, including Doyle, was filming, were acting out their parts while hiking up the mountain. Doyle said his group was on a lesser used trail and wasn't bothering any of the park attendees. If we had sensed that we were creating a real disturbance, I think we would have changed our ways, he said. The performance ended about halfway up the mountain. However, Doyle and crew were stopped by a park ranger and told to leave because they did not have a permit to perform at the park. New Hampshire law states that a special issue permit is required at state parks when people hold organized or special events which go beyond routine recreational activities. Though the NH Civil Liberties Foundation.
So if you're not hiking or doing some other.
You're allowed to hike. here on the hiking trail. You're not allowed to dance on the hiking trail.
And you're certainly not allowed to bring a video camera to show evidence that you were there dancing.
Now, I've been up the mountain, and I've never seen a no dancing sign.
No, there is no dancing sign.
Well, Luther, didn't you take the time before you moved here to New Hampshire to read all of the various different laws?
You know, I meant to get around to it, and still...
You are obligated to know and understand all of their rules.
It's on my reader board on my fridge. I promise I'll get around to it.
I mean, that's just it, right? They can't post all of their rules because there are so many of them. It's impossible to know what all their rules are.
Right, and this is the sort of, you know, the difference between private property and public property is that basically, I and every resident of the state of New Hampshire, and one might claim the United States or even the world, have a right to climb Mount Monadnock because it is publicly owned.
Because it's unowned, because there's nobody who's actually responsible for it. The state claims responsibility for it, but it doesn't have real, true ownership in the same way that a thief that steals your bicycle or your car does not have true ownership. He only has possession of it.
Well, even if you claim that it's public property, which is what they're going to claim, well, one would claim that everybody has the right to use it to some level or another. Now, if it were private property, if I owned Mount Monadnock, I can make a rule up right on the spot that says, no singing and dancing in a giant Yoda outfit, because it's my house. I have a house. I don't have that rule, but I might very well enact that rule if that's what I feel like doing, and there wouldn't be any problem with that because it's mine. But this isn't how it is with public property. The idea with public property is it belongs to the public.
So is this guy going to be a good little citizen and stop doing his performance art?
Well, he's going through the NHLC.
Oh, he's suing.
LCU or whatever.
Or he's looking into suing.
Yeah, and he's arguing that the expulsion violated his First Amendment rights by curbing free speech in a public forum. On December the 14th, a letter to George Bald, commissioner of the New Hampshire's Department of Resources and Economic Development, which includes the Park Department, Foundation staff attorney Barbara R. Keshen or whatever, says the special permit is vague and giving unchecked discretion to the park director. So, you know, they're going through the legal system here. And
Yeah. Well, if it was one of our activists, the Liberty activists up here, they would have gone up, done the performance. They would have announced it in advance. So
probably
the Rangers
practiced the famous number, like, something from Singing in the Rain, maybe, and had a whole group go.
They would have announced it in advance, so the Rangers would have well known where and when it would be, and then essentially called them out onto the carpet and given them the opportunity to, I guess, what they would cite them. They'd likely write up a citation and give them a court date if they even showed up to enforce this rule. Yeah. And in that case, then it would be very interesting to see how many days in jail someone would have to spend for dancing in a Bigfoot suit on the mountain in front of a camera. Because that's what it would come down to. If this were one of the Liberty activists, in this case, it's just a local, he was fairly young, wasn't he? Like, just out of college or something?
Yeah, he's a young guy.
Yeah, just a local young person with an idea, which is great. I mean, I hope he has success.
I did something like this down in Florida, actually. If you go to bookstores, you usually find the books, Haunted Florida or Haunted New Hampshire, and one told the story that was actually in the town I lived in about a terrible murder that went down in this park. And so we went there and we shot a horror movie based on it. And the park ranger actually came up to us.
Really?
Stopped us, questioned us, and he seemed confused by what we were doing. And he was always also upset over it. He's like, it's just a myth. It never really happened here. And we're like, well, yeah, we didn't think it did, And our movie was ridiculous. I mean, the killer was dancing and stuff, so...
It was just, were you told you couldn't do that?
Something... No. Well, no, I managed to talk him into just leaving us alone and letting us finish
our movie. It would have been really something if you could talk him into singing and dancing.
I made him a walk-on part.
That's great. Yeah. Well, so it's something that young people do. I mean, I'm still young, actually, so yeah.
Well, and things are, I remember we did it in school. I mean, this was on Super 8 or something. I mean, one of the old formats, I don't remember, High 8? What was the old?
Super 8.
One of the old formats, my friend, put together, we did a little, sort of Dungeons and Dragons movie out in the woods, and, it's not uncommon.
Nope. Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. There's some rumblings out there about a alleged food crisis. I don't know about you, but I'm not so scared. We'll talk about it coming up here in moments.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan for free at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking question. Why would something that's so good for us, like public education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education, Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so there's some scary stories out there floating around about how there may very well be a food crisis coming soon to America, and I'm going to share one of them here and just like to get your guys' thoughts, and of course you, the listener, as well. Welcome to call in. Tell me what you think. I think this is a little overblown personally, but 800-259-9231. Then again, I may not be apprised of all the facts. So Michael Hampton is reporting over at homelandstupidity.us. He writes that you have maybe 2 months to stock up on the necessities of life before food prices rise dramatically, potentially prompting a food panic, widespread famine, and quite possibly the long-expected collapse of the U.S. economy. Farmers across... That sounds pretty dire.
Yeah, that's about as dire a prediction as you can make. Yeah.
Farmers across America and many other parts of the world are calling 2009 the worst harvest they've ever seen in their lives, owing largely to extended bouts of bad weather. At the same time, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is officially forecasting bumper crops, while close to three-fourths of the country's farmland is in areas declared eligible for federal disaster assistance due to failed crops. A popular farmer's website is chock full of stories of entire crops of soybeans rejected for moisture damage, long delays in harvesting corn only to find out the corn is moldy, damaged, or too light to be used as animal feed or even ethanol, and farmers unsure if they'll even have a farm for another
year. If you were
year.
Hungry and starving, would you pay for some below standard food?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, I've done it.
Yep.
So if farmers are unsure if they'll even have a farm for another year due to the losses they've taken in 2009. Most agricultural products are purchased in futures, which are promises to deliver a quantity of a commodity at a future date. Futures carry many risks, prominent among them the possibility that the commodity simply won't be available at the promised delivery date. While futures prices are set by the market, some of the information used to set the prices comes from the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates reports. The unrealistic 2009 bumper crop predictions in its recent reports, which may have seemed reasonable months ago before 2009's long string of bad weather, but which USDA has failed to revise, drove futures prices artificially low. But grain futures prices have already risen well above the USDA's latest projections as the corn harvest threatens to drag into March in some areas of the country, thanks to an unusually wet 2009 and an unprecedented fall flooding in the Midwest. The good news is that even with 2009 being the worst harvest in human history, there will still be plenty of food in the U.S. to feed everyone in the U.S. The bad news, if you're in the U.S., is that the food won't be used to feed everyone in the U.S. Did I read that right?
There's plenty of food to feed everyone in the U.S., but it won't be used for that.
It seems China has finally figured out what to do with all the U.S. dollars it's holding. You'll recall the Federal Reserve took some pretty extreme measures over the last 2 years, ostensibly to save the U.S. economy. In fact, those measures have set us up the bomb. For decades, China has been buying U.S. debt and financing Americans' credit addiction, as well as the government's massive spending on millions of projects it has no business being involved in. But it seems they've had enough of the dollar and are about to pull the plug. In the meantime, China has been using those dollars to buy every morsel of American food it can get its hands on. Combined with 2009's bad weather and the USDA's ridiculous numbers, this prompted a late August soybean shortage, which is expected to continue through 2010. The U.S. has very good reason to fudge numbers on crop estimates. If it published realistic numbers and crop futures prices rose sharply, three things would likely happen. Wall Street would take massive losses. Inflation fears would cause investors to dump bonds, frustrating the government's attempts to finance its incredible expanding debt. And most importantly, China, whose currency is tied closely to the U.S. dollar, would allow it to appreciate. That alone would likely send the U.S. dollar into free fall, and all three would mean utter economic collapse. Of course, you can't fool the market for long. As noted above, futures prices are already well above the USDA's numbers. All they really managed to do with their numbers game was to buy the U.S. dollar another year of life. One market analyst believes the 2010 food shortage will be the catalyst, which not only brings about the collapse of the U.S. economy, but takes down Great Britain and Japan with it. And that is Market Skeptics, which is some, I guess, skeptical website. Anyway, it says here, their quote is, "While a food crisis was unavoidable to some extent because of the abnormal weather and financial crisis, the total panic, which will soon grip world agricultural markets, is a creation of the USDA and its fictitious production estimates. If not for the USDA's interference, food prices would have risen in the first half of 2009 in anticipation of the shortage. The USDA has caused incalculable damage to the world economy by encouraging overconsumption of rapidly diminishing food supplies. Once the 2010 food crisis starts, confidence in the U.S. government will be shattered as a result of the USDA's faulty estimates. The starvation and misery caused by higher food prices will also create a lot of anger. Now, back to Hampton over at Homeland Stupidity. He says that in this scenario, rural banks will begin failing rapidly, especially in the Midwest, and the inevitable bailouts will drive up U.S. debt further. These bailouts, combined with the Chinese allowing the yuan to appreciate, will erode confidence in the U.S. dollar to the point that foreign banks and investors begin dumping U.S. debt at fire sale prices. And this has been a scare that has been kind of told for the past several years, and it hasn't
really... decades.
Yeah.
The same thing, the same story in different iterations has been told for decades upon decades, ever since the U.S. took basically, the last vestiges of metal backing away from the currency. And, you know, it may very well have been happening before that. I just don't have any evidence of it.
At that point, he says, the Federal Reserve will have no choice but to print money, leading directly to hyperinflation. I shouldn't have to tell you what hyperinflation will look like, but in case you need a reminder, it will likely make the Great Depression look like a minor recession. Tens of millions of people who've never known want in their entire lives are going to be shocked to wake up broke and hungry with no idea what happened or why it happened to them. The government will almost certainly be unable to fulfill its promises of food stamps, Social Security, and other such welfare programs. Food riots are likely, and people will almost certainly die when the government attempts to put them down. Worst of all, almost nobody will assign blame where it truly belongs, central banks and fiat currency. Market skeptics and other foreign investors that he's seen quoted widely in foreign media but virtually never in the U.S. recommend investing in agriculture, except derivatives, and in precious metals. I also recommend you invest in as much non-perishable food as you can lay hands on in the next 2 months, at least a year's supply if you can manage it. And if there's no collapse, you can eat it, and if there is, you'll at least have something to eat. So I think he's overreacting a little bit here, and I like Michael Hampton. He's a friend of mine. He's one of the technical guys behind the show here, and I think he's been bitten by the preparation bug. And you think that he's overreacting?
I can't see. Everybody's got their evidence, right? But all this is going to do is drive up the cost of food. And in the United States, we pay more for food than any other country pays for food. And I don't see people that sell food saying, oh, yeah, we're going to not sell it to the people that pay more for it than the other people. I all I see is the possibility is that the price of food goes up, not that there's actual food shortages. And that being said, it's not a bad idea to have some canned food stored up.
Let's come back and discuss a little further. Your thoughts are requested at 800-259-9231. Are you preparing, or are you thinking, this is overblown? It's Free Talk Live.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's give real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, listen lines. There's several different ways for you to tune in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
You hate having to make extra trips to carry in the groceries? For the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totisac. They're a handle made of 100% recycled materials. It's polymer, made right here in the U.S., and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to Totisac.com. That's Totasak.com, and you can buy a family pack there today. It's Totisac. They carry more than you can, a lot more. Totisac.com.
Okay. We're talking about a scary story that was posted over at homelandstupidity.us, which, by the way, I consider to be a great website. Michael Hampton is a friend of mine, and he's one of the behind-the-scenes guys on the technical side of the show. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to call him onto the carpet on this one. I think that he has fallen victim to some fear-mongering and has... And has gone ahead and engaged in some of it himself. We just shared with you a story where he's predicting some dire circumstances for this country as far as a food crisis, what he calls here a food panic, widespread famine, and then the long-expected collapse of the U.S. economy. Now, is there a chance that the U.S. economy could go into a tailspin and collapse? Yeah, is there a chance there could be hyperinflation? Sure. And will there be problems as a result of things like that happening? You better believe it. Absolutely. But just looking at the food issue here for a moment, if there is a food shortage, if there really is a food shortage, like that, whatever these economic circumstances are that he was talking about result in people not producing enough, the alleged bad weather of 2009, the farmers claiming that they had a terrible year, all of these different things that he brought together in his story. If it's true there really is a food shortage in America, it doesn't mean that we're going to run out of food, right? I mean, a shortage is just a shortage in that there's a lot of canned food out there in America, and oh, does this mean that Americans won't get their fresh lettuce and tomatoes? I mean, if this is what happens, right, doesn't it pretty much mean that Americans
tomatoes. Doesn't take that long to grow a tomato plant.
But do you know what I'm saying? Doesn't that just mean basically that Americans, because most people are in, you know, living in, a lot of people are living in cities, and it's not real easy to grow very much there. But doesn't that pretty much mean that Americans might have to eat some canned food for once? Do you really think that people are going to starve in America? It seems
not
pretty.
Not many.
Yeah, starvation in America seems pretty ludicrous. Yeah.
I think that it can drive, a dip in supply will mean an increase, and obviously people are going to continue to want to eat food, so there's going to be an increase in price. So demand will stay constant, so there will be an increase in price.
Yes, but I can see that happening. I mean, the prices in the food sector have been increasing over time anyway, just as the Federal Reserve inflates the money supply.
And I think if it did get tight around food, that in the same way that Americans learned something from this bank crisis that they had, where in November the credit card debt reached its lowest point in America and forever in
no
a
kidding.
Long time. So
they're paying off their debt.
Yeah, Americans are paying off floating credit card debt. They've learned some lessons from things that have happened. And I think that they'll learn lessons if a food shortage occurs. I think that people will be pulled together in their communities. I think they'll help their friends and neighbors. I think it'd be great, quite honestly, but I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it at all either.
Of course, you and I have some food stocked up.
I don't have that much, maybe like a couple weeks worth.
A couple of weeks is a couple of weeks more than most people have stocked up.
Okay, that much is true. But again, I don't really have that because I'm particularly concerned about a food shortage. I just have it because sometimes it gets real cold up here, and if people get snowed into their houses. I don't know when that happens in New Hampshire. It certainly hasn't happened in the 3 years I've been here. But kind of a more emergency weather situation than anything else.
Even if there is a food shortage, Ian, and the prices go up, would you prefer to eat the canned potatoes that you paid 59 cents for, or the canned potatoes that you're going to pay $2.59 for?
No, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
It's good. It's a good idea. The Mormons do this as a practice, sort of amongst their religion,
yeah.
And I think it's a great idea to have a little bit of food stored up.
So, Luther, are you scared? I mean, I just read all these scary details here.
Honestly, no, not really.
Is it possible you're just in denial?
No. There's plenty of land out where I live. I could always grow my own vegetables. There are wild animals in the woods around my house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really just not worried.
Can always eat the cat.
Yeah. Here it tastes just like chicken.
Yeah, it doesn't really, like I was saying, there's a lot of food out there. Americans are the, most obese people in the world, most overweight people in the world. One thing's for sure, Americans are very well fed, and it's not going to hurt them that bad to cut back on the amount that they might be taking in. And like you're saying, Mark, they may adjust their finances to the point where they're being a little more cautious.
Cut their cell phone out, stop their cable bill.
Throw less out.
Right.
Less wasteful.
Right. I remember when I was working at Kmart back when I was a teenager, there would be people who would buy flats and flats of cola. You know, they would just come in with a whole cartload of various different soda pop. So if a food shortage comes around, well, okay, are some companies maybe going to go out of business? Yeah. Economic circumstances may make it so that some food providers that are on the fringes may, fall off. But people will adjust their habits. People will buy Malta meal instead of buying the box cereal brands. They'll save a few bucks there.
Another thing is Thanksgiving just went by, and I was at a house where they had the turkey and everything. They threw out the carcass. My wife at our house, we had made one a week and a half before that or something like that. She made a delicious turkey soup with this carcass.
Great for stock. I mean,
it absolutely is. Our forefathers ate everything. You know, the grease that came off of the animal was then used for food. I mean, they used every single part was food. And, an opportunity for less waste.
Yeah, I try to, when I go shopping, buy only what I know I can eat. I do a lot of leftovers. I bring a lot to lunch with me. You know, I try to really just make my food last, especially since I'm a little pressed for money these days.
And sure. You know, everybody is.
Oh, yeah.
And that I can see happening. I can see that, obviously, things are not as good as they could be in this country, and as long as the government's in charge, they could get much worse. So there's no doubt that economic circumstances could get tighter, that food prices could go up, but I don't see anybody. It seems very unlikely to me that in this country, with the marketplace as free as it is going to have any kind of starvation or famine situation. Yeah. Now, there is one circumstance that I could see happening that would result in starvation in America, and that is if the government takes over food distribution.
Or production.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what happens if it gets tight and the government decides your little farm needs to be confiscated and the government's going to take it over and all that kind of stuff? I mean, yeah, that's going to be awful. That's going to be awful.
Any involvement of the government in the food distribution or sales chain in that industry could cause severe problems. So I haven't seen proposals about that. It seems unlikely that something like that would happen here in America, but
you know, right after 9/11, they trotted out the Patriot Act. It was 1,000 pages long. You know, they had written that thing significantly before they trotted it out.
Right.
And I'm sure they have some kind of plan out there that has to do with confiscating farms from people.
Yeah, I wouldn't write it off entirely, but it would be a tremendous mistake, and that would be the only thing in my mind that could lead to any kind of a famine situation where people are actually starving and dying as a result of a food situation. So that's how I feel about it.
People are smart animals, human beings, really smart animals. If we get in a bind, there's ways to figure it out, how to get
absolutely
past it.
Stealing.
Well, I'm not advocating that.
No.
I'm just saying that if people do get in a bind, it's going to be the first thing they think about.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. They won't be thinking about it too much here in New Hampshire, where people pretty much have the right to bear arms.
Oh, they use the government to steal for them.
Oh, I see
what I mean.
Okay. More coming up. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston, say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, and we ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping. You can shop in dozens of categories. You can even buy used items, whatever it is you buy, through amazon.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live will get a cut to the phones and the fun. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen. As cold as can be. One thing I wanted to raise, a point that no one has mentioned, is the fact that in the market system with commodities, foods are purchased in futures contracts. As a result, China has put a lot of their money into future contracts regarding American food production for the next 20 years. If there would be a food shortage or, let's say, a famine, the food that's grown on the farms by the corporations, that food will not be sent to the American consumers at the supermarket. That'll be shipped to China. And that's something that no one has mentioned. You know, the fact that in a market system, the commodities are an actual, you know, part of speculative capitalism. And, you know, a situation like that could hurt the American people profoundly, as well as the fact that the Codex Alimentarius will be coming into effect this year.
So wait, slow down a moment, Frank. So what you're saying is, and I'm not a market expert on all these futures and stuff like that, so maybe that's why I'm having a tough time understanding what Michael Hampton was saying over to HomelandStupidity.us, but what you're saying is that the Chinese have first claim on the food?
Correct,
so
because they've purchased the food contracts, you know, well in advance of the food, you know,
So right now, you're saying a significant amount of U.S. food is actually being shipped to China?
Absolutely, yes.
That may very well be the case, Frank, but I still believe in the American farmer and their abilities to...
Yeah, but under Codex Alimentarius, the farmers won't be allowed to grow food themselves. It all is going to be inspected by an international food authority under
not
the United Nations.
Crisis.
So
not if there's a food
that
crisis.
That could actually throw off, you know, the whole equation. Those issues you guys haven't even dealt with.
I understood,
everyone,
but if there is a real genuine
very
food,
worried about that.
If there's a real genuine food crisis, that's the time that Americans are going to say, you know, no, I'm not going to honor my my deal with China. I am not sending food to China when people are starving here in the United
well,
States.
Well, then the army will come out and, you know, shoot the people trying to get, you know, the food that's being shipped out of the country. It's that simple. We
the
don't
Chinese army?
No, the American army.
Where are they going to come from? They're over in Iraq.
Well, there are plenty
in Afghanistan.
Of them, there are plenty of them here in the United States as well.
Really?
You have to think this through. I mean, if you have
what about the food coming in from Brazil and Chile and other places that grow fruits and vegetables?
Well, if there's an economic collapse where the dollar is devalued and no one wants the dollar, we're going to have to pay them off in another currency, maybe euros or maybe you know something else. Those are issues that you have to deal with and you have to think through now, especially as our dollar is no longer the reserve currency of the world.
Well, it is the reserve currency of the world.
No, it isn't. Not anymore. It no longer is.
Well, why is it not?
Because a number of nations have decided, and central banks in Europe have decided that it is no longer the reserve currency. And our own Federal Reserve said that in October of this year. If you've been reading, you know, the pronouncements of Bernanke and the others. So in a way, you guys are not, you're a couple of years behind the curve on your analysis.
Okay.
You have to look at many more aspects.
So, Frank, do you have a year's worth of food? Do you have any food stocked up for this supposed crisis?
I can't because we don't have much space in New York.
What are you going to do?
You can store is maybe you know a week's worth of food.
So, what are you going to do, perish?
There's a food shortage, the supermarkets will be out. You know, people will buy everything off the shelves within 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, if the food, let's say, there's an economic collapse, and the people aren't going to be able to pay the drivers that bring in the food to the supermarkets, then the food isn't going to come in. It's going to get very nasty.
People are going to have their neighbors over for a barbecue.
And
they won't realize they'll actually be barbecuing their neighbors.
The government will step in and attempt to restore order. And, you know, what happens when that happens, like down in New Orleans a few years ago, you know, the whole system breaks apart.
Yeah, it all sounds very scary, Frank.
You have to look at this from, you know, multiple
even if what you're saying is true, even if what you and HomelandStupidity.us are saying is true and that all these things come to pass and that, as you're saying, the American food producers owe a bunch of food to China and, we're sorry, Americans, we're just going to have to send this overseas or you're going to have to starve. Sorry about that. Even if all that happens, I think you're ignoring one thing, and that is the black market.
The fact that Americans have guns.
Happen. That will happen anyway. I mean, I'm not ignoring that. But the point is that the black market has to be able to get, you know, products that they can raise the price up a few 100%.
Well, no.
If they can't get the food,
of course they can get the food.
Black market prices.
The reason they can get the food is because the farmers will just all of a sudden tell China, "Well, we've had a real bad crop this year," while they're selling their food to the black marketeers
that are doing that distribution. That's completely ridiculous and fallacious.
Is it ridiculous?
The farmers are corporate oligopolies, and these are corporations. In fact, China actually has purchased over the last 5 years a significant ownership in some of these private corporations.
If that's true, Frank, and I agree with you, there's certainly a lot of corporations that are operating farms. That certainly is true. But if it's true that China has purchased all these futures and all that, why wouldn't China, if they are so interested in this, why wouldn't they just go ahead and sell the food to Americans at higher prices and make a bunch of money?
Because a lot of their farmland has been taken out of production that can be flooded or it can be made into industrial factory space. Their whole provinces in China, where this has been going on for the last 10 years, they've planned buying American future contracts for many years, as well as future contracts in Brazil, India, all over the place. I mean, the Chinese government knows what they're doing, and they would not have taken their valuable farmland out of production unless they could acquire.
Why does the Chinese government know what they're doing? Why would the Chinese government know what they're doing, whereas most governments don't have a freaking clue as to what they're doing?
Because they have an authoritarian discipline that, is very strong. They have an iron fist.
Okay. Thanks, Frank, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So more doom and gloom from Frank.
The idea of a whole province being industrialized is absolute nonsense. I mean, if you take a look at the biggest, you know, the most populous states in the United States, California, New York, Texas, Florida, these are huge producers of agriculture.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the most populous states that we have in the Union.
Plenty of open space.
And these are smaller areas, I would guess, than the provinces in China. No way. You can't do it. You can't turn a province into an industrial producer. You have to have agricultural land.
Right, and his point about the corporations running these farms, okay, sure, a corporation is probably more likely to be obedient than the average farmer would be as far as where they send their crops to. But it's still people, exactly.
It's still people. Those people still have the opportunity to make a bunch of money selling stuff black market than they would,
selling to China.
They're, you know, fulfilling their contracts. And then you have to take in, you sort of mix in nationalism. Yes, I do think that U.S. troops will shoot U.S. citizens if their bosses tell them to, and
correct,
they believe that it's the best thing for the United States. However, I think you're going to have a tough time convincing U.S. troops to shoot U.S. citizens when their U.S. bosses tell them to, because the food has to go over to China. I think that at that point, you're talking about a mutiny. And let's not forget that there are more guns in this country than there are people. And the U.S. troops, unless they're in tanks, really can't do anything because
they're having trouble in Afghanistan. They're going to have trouble here too.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
I trust the marketplace can handle food distribution even in tough economic times.
Is it possible the prices go up? Absolutely, but
and people
prices,
are going to deal with that.
People eating their cats and dogs. Come on.
Right, so people are going to have to start buying some off-brand products, so they'll have to drink the store-brand soda instead of their name-brand soda. I mean,
they
these
drink
are the
a little
of,
water.
These right, water. These are the kinds of sacrifices that Americans will have to make. Eat some canned food instead of the fresh produce.
My wife would think that her throat was cut if she had to eat canned beans. I swear.
If she was starving.
Right, right. Suddenly everything would change. But, when she goes into the grocery store, she has a little system for snapping beans to know whether or not they're the...
snapping? Oh, the actual fresh beans.
Green beans, right. Yeah. I just leave.
Right. All of a sudden, the bruised apples, I will start eating them, that kind of thing. Yeah. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We have it so good, it's hard to believe, for me at least, and maybe I'm in just denial.
Same here, maybe.
That it could get so bad. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.